This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump sought to reassure Americans Saturday that his administration is working to fight the coronavirus outbreak, including ramping up the manufacture of protective gear. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
In a now daily appearance in the White House briefing room, the president said it's a time of shared national sacrifice.
We're all one beautiful big American family,
which will celebrate a great victory in the not so distant future. Amid his optimism, New Jersey's Phil Murphy became the latest governor ordering residents to stay home. He's urging other states to keep the virus from going across their borders.
It becomes even more vital that we all speak with one voice.
As the president spoke, flights to New York City area airports were suspended for about a half hour due to virus-related staffing issues at an air traffic control center. The Senate, meantime, is in a rare weekend session, racing toward a mammoth economic stimulus bill.
And I think we're getting very close.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As Sagar mentioned, negotiations are underway between the House and the Senate and the White House, as top-level talks were held on a ballooning $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package for the U.S. economy. The Senate convened the rare weekend session with the aim of drafting the package Saturday, holding an initial vote Sunday, and then winning Senate passage on Monday. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the talks are making progress.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin several times, as well as President Trump, to keep them apprised as we continue to work through a number of issues.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin began the negotiations with McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Schumer, and senators from both parties, using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Saturday that all Italian businesses must close until April 3rd, with the exception of those essential to maintaining the country's supply chain. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, Conte's statement came after Italy closed all parks and banned citizens from going out except for necessities like food.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as four times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
More than 4,800 people have died in Italy since the coronavirus outbreak began. In the Middle East, Jordan sounded air raid sirens and Iran's death toll continued to climb as countries sought to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. In one of the strictest measures yet, Amman implemented a curfew that ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday, when it plans to announce specific times for shopping. Another 123 people died of COVID-19 in Iran Saturday, bringing the country's overall death toll to more than 1,500. Egypt announced that all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, would be closed from Monday until the end of March. And Syria said it was suspending all army recruitment as well as penalties for those avoiding mandatory conscription until April 22nd. North Korea on Saturday welcomed what it said was a letter from U.S. President Donald Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders. North Korean state media said Kim had received a letter from Trump in which the U.S. president said he was impressed by the North Korean leader's efforts to defend his people from the coronavirus. A senior Trump administration official confirmed the president sent the letter, calling it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.